Okay, here we go. Shir on Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121, based on Rashi and the Malbim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph is one of the more famous ones that we say whenever we are in times of need. And it's an add-on. A lot of times we add it to the end of davening. And we will soon see why this one is chosen in times of need. So it starts off Shir La Malois, Eswainai El Heharem Yanyavai Ezri. There are 15 Shir Malois. This is the only one that starts off Shir La Malos with a Lamed. All the other ones are Shir Ha Malos. So Rashi is bothered by this, and Rashi explains that this was the first one that the Levim said as they were heading up the steps to go in the Beis HaMikdash. So La Malos, heading towards the steps. So even though it's the second one of the Shir HaMalos, Rashi said it was written out of order. And this one was really the first one said. La Malos, as they were heading up. Another pshat that Rashi says is it's a reference to the future. A remez for the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. They're going to be getting schar from the Eitz HaChaim, Rashi says. They're going to be getting schar. So Shir La Malos, a hint of future malas, future rewards, future givings that will be given to the tzaddikim. Gidat Shir La Malos. Now the Malman picks up and says, you're going to lift up your eyes to the mountains to see where your help is coming from. Because when you get saved, you're going to think, oh, it came from some random place over the mountains. You're going to look there to see who saved you. But you're going to realize that it wasn't from the mountains. But what was it? Ezri Meim Hashem, your salvation, you were saved from Hashem, Oyseh Shemayim V'aretz, which means what Malman explains is we're referring to the Hashkacha Pratis that Hashem has for each one of us, for the tzaddikim, and Hashem saves us, and Hashem created the Shemayim V'aretz. Why are we saying now He created the Shemayim V'aretz? So he explains, Aretz is the land, that's something natural, Teva, natural. Shemayim is the heavens, the more non-natural. So it's Hashem who created the Shemayim V'aretz has the means of saving us through natural or unnatural means. And he says, even when we're saved, and it may look like it's done through nature, we have to realize it was from Hashem, who creates the natural and the non-natural. Hashem is the one that saved us, because He created Shemayim V'aretz. He's the one that has the power to save us. Al yitein lamod raglacha ayonum shemecha. He never lets us stumble, our feet never collapse. And Hashem, who watches us, never sleeps. And put this together with the next one, Pasuk Dalid, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shema Yisrael. He doesn't sleep, the guardian of Israel. What's it mean he doesn't sleep, What's his double language? So the Malbim explains that there are two reasons why someone goes to sleep. Either because he's tired, or that's just part of the day, it's time to eat, time to sleep. By Hashem, both of them don't exist. Lo yanum, he never gets tired, he doesn't go to sleep because of fatigue. And lo yishan, he never goes to sleep because that's not part of a regimen, that's not part of the schedule of the day for Hashem. And He is our shomer. So we have the good fortune that the guardian of us, of Israel, is Hashem, who never sleeps. So there's no like changing of the guards. There's no perhaps empty spot where one guard leaves, the other guard is not there yet. Our guard, Hashem, is always there 24/7 because He never sleeps and He never lets us falter. That's Pasuk Gimon Dalet. Pasuk Hey, Hashem Shemracha, Hashem Silcha Ad Yad Minacha. Hashem guards you. Hashem is your shadow by your right hand. What does that mean? So again, the Malbim explains, Hashem is shomer us from the things on this land, from nature, from the Aretz, from the Teva. And Hashem Tzilcha is our shadow, more of like in the air. Hashem protects us even from the things from Shemayim, from the unnatural. Again, a double lashon referencing two different things. He never sleeps, He guards us and He's our shadow because He's protecting us from the natural and from the unnatural. He's always with us. Day, night, moon, stars, doesn't matter. As Malam explains, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, it doesn't affect Hashem. And therefore, we are lucky enough that Hashem is always with us, no matter what the weather is. Hashem yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmarcha snapshacha. Here again, it's something double. Yishmarcha mikol ra, He watches from all bad. He watches our soul. So here also the Malam explains, what's this double thing? Hashem watches our guf, and Hashem watches our neshama, our nefesh. So not only is he guarding us all the time, no matter what the weather is, from the natural and from the non-natural, he's also guarding our body and he's guarding our soul. Hashem Yishmor Tzeis Chabaracha Me'atavi Adalam, whether we're going in and out forever. Hashem is our eternal guardian. There's never a break. There's never a stop. It's not like, okay, it's a five-year contract. It's forever. So now when you look back at this parak, you can understand why this parak was chosen to be one of the two most commonly said during times of need, because what we're trying to show is that we really believe Hashem gives a hashkacha pratis. Hashem is always there, always watching out over us. And he is the one that saves us from natural, non-natural, through natural ways and through unnatural ways. Always there 24/7, never sleeps, and guards our guf, our neshama, our bodies, and it never stops. Capital Kuf Chaf Aleph.